For the fans, by the fans, this is the Non-League Football Show with me, Tim Fuel, back with another week's offering of Non-League's greatest, finest and smartest. I would like to say I'm joined here in the studio by our very own football pundit, Mr. Dave Anderson, but unfortunately work has taken priority for him, and there's us thinking he was retired nowadays, but the real world of work getting in the way. Hopefully we'll have Dave back with us this time next week. You can, of course, hear Dave Anderson on the Gaffer Taped. Episode 1 with Steve McKim is out and has been well received, but if you were... check out the Non-League Show Twitter account at Non-League Show. You can find the links there. Episode 1 also available on iTunes, Stitcher, various other podcast aggregation sites. And, of course, Episode 2 will be out early next week as well with more to come. So please, if there's a particular manager that you'd like to be featured on there, please do get in touch with us. So in the meantime, a slightly shorter show without the presence of Mr. Anderson here, but we do have a couple of managers and our non-league paper weekly roundup. So bear with us and enjoy the show. So this weekend sees the FA Trophy reach the first round proper and the entry of the National League 24. The draw is still regionalised, north and south, but still some big travels for some and some very tasty ties. 32 ties in all, 31 plus one third qualifying round to be settled this weekend. The final first round tie then on Tuesday. So first round winners pocket £4,500 and losers £1,500. So not to be sneered at, a couple of National League against National League ties, but my eye was drawn to a potential cup set in the very last tie drawn out. Step 3, Royston Town of the Southern League Central Premier entertain National League Boreham Wood in the first round of the FA Trophy this Saturday. I'm pleased to say that manager at Royston, Steve Castle, joins us on the line. Welcome to the Non-League Football Show, Steve.
Thank you very much.
Well, it's good to have you on. And I mentioned it was the last tie out of the hat. And for neutrals, as I say, it looks a great one. What about a manager? What are your thoughts?
Well, obviously, Bournemouth are a very, very good established National League team now. So, first of all, we're under no illusions how difficult the tie will be. We're not bad ourselves. We're having an okay season. We've simmering just underneath playoffs and that got ourselves through to the full qualifying round of the FA Cup. So we're quite pleased with what we're doing. At the same time, we've got to give sort of complete and respect to a professional outfit in Boreham Wood.
Yeah, and as fate often does, you had a precursor this week with the Hearts Senior Cup tie, the same game on Tuesday night. Now, a 4-0 win for you guys. Can you take anything from that into Saturday's match?
Not a lot, other than, sort of my squad is very strong. And, I had lads that are first-team players, but they haven't featured in Saturday's game, so they played with a few youngsters as well. Boreham Wood done a very similar they done the same similar thing to what we did, but we came out on top, which was was very pleasing. It was horrendous conditions with a very muddy pitch and very windy conditions, but it was pleasing, but as I said, that won't be. I don't think there'll be many, if any, lads from Boreham Wood that play Tuesday that will be playing on Saturday.
No, but you did win at Wildstone in the last round. You were flying high, top of the National South in step two. You won that 3-2. I think 84th minute winner, wasn't it? Will you be reminding the players of how that felt going into this game?
Yeah. I mean, that was a fantastic victory, I'm loath to sort of say that it was that close, because it wasn't really. Fair play to Wilson; they came back from a 2-0 deficit, but it should have been done and dusted. But we were excellent, and our finishing was superb. And I was really, really pleased with what we did there. It really has given us a lot of encouragement to go into future games, and that would be the point in question with us on Saturday.
Yeah, you've already mentioned the potential weather. Who knows what it's going to be like on Saturday? But what about having home advantage? Is that going to help you?
Yeah. All I can say, and anyone that's listening that's worst in town and want to come along, it would be a great game. A good afternoon's entertainment, and come down and have a look at arguably two of the most competitive teams in Hertfordshire. We managed to get over 1,100 people at the fourth qualifying round. I don't think we'll get there quite there, but the whole of Royston came out to watch us in that game, so it would be nice if we could get as many as we can and create a real atmosphere.
Yeah, and you've already again mentioned that the squad that you've got there, you've got a good balanced squad, a number of experienced players, a number of players that I know well, and serial winners. Do you think that I look at it from afar, and it looks like you've got all the hallmarks of the sort of side that goes on a decent run in this competition. What's your own record like in this competition?
For the club, it's our first time that we've been to the first round. It's the second time we've been to the first round. We've never progressed further than this. We are breaking records as we go along. Personally, I've not played in the trophy that often. At St Albans, I think we got first round as well. Played Stevenage, played Luton. So nothing to write home about with the trophy. There's as you said, there's experience. There's youthfulness, there's promise, and I think that we'll give any team in this trophy a game, but I think it's going to be one hell of a task, and I would be quite confident that if we could beat Bournemouth, which will probably be our toughest task, then I don't think there'll be a harder game in the whole
tide. And you say you've had a decent start to the season. I mean, how does the trophy stand in terms of, is the league more a priority, or is the trophy still something you'd like to make progress in?
Well, I can only speak for myself. I think the league is a tough league for step three. I think it's probably the toughest of, you look at the Isthmian, you look at the Southern, but the Southern Central is with the travelling as well, is really tough. But at the same time, we've played most of the top teams and competed against most of them, and won a few, lost a few, but the back end of the season after the new year will be really interesting. But the trophy is the trophy. It's great that we've got to this stage. If we can progress into that second round before you know it, you get a little bit of luck and a home tie and whatever like that. Fourth round is quarter finals. So, it's achievable, but for our level at step three, with the money that is in step one and even step two, it's very tough, but it's definitely not beyond our reach.
But someone's got to be the glory team every season. There's an opportunity there for you. I mean, we mentioned the league. You are just sitting just outside the playoffs at the moment. I think you were due to be at the leaders Tamworth this weekend, but for the trophy, which is probably going to be a tough midweek trip for you now.
Yeah, that's the only downside. It's one of them that we've got to do. We're in that league. We're prepared for that. We've got a Monday away tie against Stourbridge, so it's going to be a tough January for us. But if we can, keep the progression in the cup, for argument's sake, and still keep winning in the league, then the atmosphere and the enjoyment it brings itself that we are at the top of the competing at the top of the table, and you know, that brings its own enjoyment as much as anything else.
Yeah, and you've played that same similar number of games to everybody else. So that's often a question that managers have to pick their own put to themselves. Do you want a cup run where you've got a backlog of games coming up? But it looks like you've got quite a good balance ahead of you already.
Yeah. No, I mean, we're not. You know, you look at our league, and you know, there's a Stourbridge, for argument's sake, a three or four games behind, and still having to go through Windsor. You know, I mean, it goes without saying that probably, you know, teams will lose three or four games, as in for the weather, and have to play them at a later date. You know, we're not too bad. As I said, you know, we're you know, one or two behind, you know, the teams that have played the most. You know, it's all achievable, and, you know, the odd away trip, away from home is obviously, for a long trip up to the Midlands isn't ideal, but, you know, as long as it's not every Tuesday, it's doable.
And is that probably the biggest challenge that you face in that division? Is that all that travelling, particularly for midweek games as we're going into the winter months?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, without a doubt. You know, you look at the Eastmere, and you know, every other week it's around the M25, and you know, it's a local derby. The Southern, not quite so much, but at the same time, you know, there's a lot of, you know, South. The teams are, yet again, you know, sort of is not that far away from each other. But you know, we've got probably, I would say, Hickey and Biggles Wade, St Ives, and that's probably about it, really. The rest of them are, you know, journeys and a half, you know, to the Midlands and beyond. You know, Hendersford is a bad one. We're, you know, sort of like Staffordshire. But, you know, it's where we are. You know, it's what we've got to win, to progress. And, you know, that's what we're looking to do.
So if you were collecting Green Shield stamps, you would have probably had a nice dinner service by now with all those petrol miles.
Green Shield stamp. Now you're showing your age. Yes, no, I know exactly what you mean. I don't think many of the younger listeners will. But you're right. I mean, it is a test, and you know, the club have been good with, you know, with the coaches and, you know, the facilities that we try and get we make sure everything is done as properly as possible to give them as much preparation as we can. And we go up and, you know, we compete against these Midland teams. But, you know, I mean, it swings and roundabouts, because obviously they've got to come to us. And I think it's Redditch, I believe, have got to come to us on a Tuesday. I believe another Midlands team have got to come down. I can't think what one it is off the top of my head. So, yeah, no, you know, it swings and roundabouts, but tough at the same time.
So Steve, we talk to managers, chairmen, players and that from clubs week in, week out. Some people, you know, I'm certainly aware of Royston Town, but, you know, as a Hertfordshire club, maybe you're not the one that first trips off people's tongue. Why should people come and watch Royston Town this Saturday or any other game throughout the season?
Well, we've got some exciting young talent. We've got, lads that know what it's all about. And, you know, we've scored four goals per game in the last two games. You know, we don't win everything. I think we realistically play as much as we possibly can. You know, I don't think it's all tippy-tappy at the same time. You know, it's certainly not just throw the thing up and hope for the best. So, you know, I think there's a good amount of football, some fantastic goals being scored by various lads over the season. And, you know, the longer they continue and the more people there to watch it, will be the better.
Steve, thank you for your time. Thanks for joining us on the Non-League Football Show. I know you've got to go off to training now, get prepared for that Saturday game. But best of luck in that game on Saturday, and best of luck for the rest of the season.
Brilliant. Thanks very much.
Now, let's continue our look at unbeaten sides. Cups are fine, and indeed our next guest is the last manager to lift the FA Vase before my normal co-host, Dave Anderson. But as a manager, much more often than not, it is the lead that you are judged by. Pay no attention until Christmas, they say. Well, with the start they've had, it's hard to stick to that. In the Southern South Division at Step 4, Thatcham Town have played 15 games, won 12 and drawn 3. Unbeaten in the league. They share that title with others in the Step, but none have played as many games as them. So our next guest has got to be pretty, pretty happy, I would have guessed. Welcome back to the Non-League Football Show. Manager at Thatcham Town, Danny Robinson.
Yeah, good evening, Tim. How are you? You okay?
I'm good, mate. Are you happy? I mean, that's not a bad start to the season.
Yeah, it's not been a bad one. It's not been a bad one. If I could, obviously, always strive to do even better and things like that. But if someone gave me that start right at the start of the season, then of course you'd take it, wouldn't you?
Well, you would. But you look at the table, and it's probably to your benefit in a way. If people are looking at the table, you might be unbeaten, but you've scored less than you conceded less than a goal per game. You've scored more than two per game. But you're still only second in the table. You know, Frome Town, I think, are they 2 points ahead? They've played three more games than you. But is that a psychological advantage to yourselves or to them that you're still only second and you've had this great start?
I don't think really psychologically wise, I think they look at that. I don't think we do either really as well. All we do, same old normal cliche, just one game at a time, obviously. You know, it is a big old tough league. You know, there was moments definitely where I thought that, the unbeaten run would come to an end. You know, you'd have to look at last week. We scored the 94th minute against Cinderford at home to snatch a draw. So, you know, it is, at the moment, obviously, we are going along nicely. You know, we do, one thing that we learnt from last year is we have to be defensively better as a side and, you know, harder to break down. That's what we kind of worked on, and with the personnel that we brought in over the summer as well. And at this moment in time, yeah, it's working, you know, very well for us.
Yeah, I mean, I mentioned your Vase win back in 2018, and you know, also what came with that was promotion from Step 5. And you say you brought new personnel in. Last season looked like it was a tough season for you. Was that partly the step up? Was it after the Lord's Mayor show, or was it just something else in the air?
Yeah, no, it's pretty much a lot of that, to be fair, all three of those things. We, you know, after winning at the Vase, we lost, I think it was 15 players in total when we got put into the Southern League, South and West Division. Well, the South Division, you know, there's a lot of people a lot of players that we had that come from, you know, the Slough way, in between Slough and Reading and things like that. And when they looked at Biddeford away, that could be potentially on a Tuesday night or Barnstable, they just said, you know, it's too far. A couple of players retired, went out on a high, and a couple of them didn't fancy doing some league and wanted to stay in the Hellenic League. So, you know, it's just one of those things that we have to kind of rebuild again in a lot tougher division, no disrespect to the Hellenic League. And we, it was a big, big learning curve. And I always say that I always like to have a good look at a league like we did with the Hellenic and try and get progressively better, which we did. And obviously last year was a big eye-opener, just how brutal this Southern League is. And I felt that we learned some good lessons. And, you know, the recruitment over the summer was very, very good, you know, from, you know, myself and from, you know, the backroom staff as well. And we built another side again. You know, all good managers, you only have to look at Ferguson and things like that. And you know, how many great sides he built at United, and good sides. And if you are at a club as long as what I've probably been at Thatcham, you do tend to build a few sides. So I'm actually delighted with the side that we've got at the moment. And so hopefully, fingers crossed, this great start will continue.
I'm glad you mentioned how long you've been there. I mean, you mentioned greats like Ferguson in that little speech there. You've been in terms of managerial stays, you've been at Thatcham quite a while. I think you were, was it a 2-year deal they gave you after the Vase win as well? So that must be sort of nearing an end. Have you had a chat with the chairman yet while things are going so well?
After the Vase, it was a 2-year deal that I signed, and it is at the moment comes to an end this summer. It's been muted by the club that before Christmas, or just after Christmas that they're going to sit down and have another chat with myself. But first and foremost, the only thing that I look for is just the players, really. You know, they're the ones I get out of bed for in the mornings, and you know, you work the hardest for and everything like that. So, you know, what happens to me will happen to me. But you know, to spend 5 brilliant years so far, you know, at Fatcham, it's been an absolutely amazing time. You know, to win the Hellenic, to get to 2 cup finals, to win the FA Vars, it's put Fatcham back where, you know, in my eyes, where they belong, which is the Southern League. You know, that was my aim, and now, you know, the aim again for me is to push them to somewhere where they've never been before. So, you know, like I said, whatever happens to me, I know that you know, my time been spent at Fatcham is, up to this day, it's been absolutely fantastic, and you know, I couldn't be more proud.
Well, they've certainly made movies of far less things, so I'll be expecting to see the Thatcham Town, Thatcham Town, the history maybe with yourself. Who would play Danny Robinson in a Hollywood movie of the Thatcham Town movie then?
Oh, sorry, cut out. Sorry, what was that?
If you were to have an actor to play Danny Robinson in the story of Thatcham Town, who should it be?
Oh God. I'm quite partial to a Ray Winstone, I must admit. You know, I'm quite partial to Ray Winston, so probably someone like that, Tiki Chappie, that's always pretty much got a smile on their face, and you know, has a little bit of grit, determination, probably side to him as well. So that's probably who I'd probably like to play myself, probably Ray Winstone.
Well, I think from our dealings, that would certainly sum you up very well as well. Now We've just spoken to Steve Castle at Royston Town. He's saying that, you know, maybe one of the biggest issues facing him is the travel. You've already mentioned the travel. I'm looking at some of these distances you have to go to. I mentioned Frome Town. You got them the Saturday before Christmas. But although you're on the M4, really, a lot of these aren't necessarily motorway journeys, are they? They're maybe, you know, country roads and that. And when it's dark, when it's wet, does that sort of take more of a physical impact on the players and yourself? You know, by the time you get certainly to a midweek game, you're probably stressed to the eyeballs.
Yeah, that was, well, we travelled to Bristol Manor Farm this time last week, and you know, the amount of phone calls and text messages on the way down there, you try and, you know, as much as you can, as soon as the fixtures come out, you say that the papers and everything like that. You know, some games get obviously postponed and get put into midweek. Generally, the summer league that we're in, they're pretty good midweek. We've only had a handful of games so far, but it is stressful. You know, lads will go and managers and staff and everything like that, whatever, 4 days at work. You know, I didn't get until gone half past 11, 12 o'clock that night. So it can be stressful. It can be really, really hard work and everything like that. And sometimes the only thing that you get out of it as being a manager is if you win. So, you know, I'm glad that we did last Tuesday, and that does make it all worthwhile if you do get those 3 points.
And you mentioned you've been at Thatcham, you know, for what was it, nearly 5 years or maybe over 5 years now. And obviously, yeah, they've made the step up from step 5 now, and we often discuss the ever widening gaps between steps both on and off the field. And you know, people will remember when the club resigned from the Southern League. I think it was, you know, only 2014, and took voluntary demotion back to Step 5. If you were to make the top spot or maybe a playoff this season, how is the club placed off the field as well to take on Step 3 football?
Well, the foundations of the team is very strong. It's very solid. There's not one person, like I say, actually physically owns the club or anything like that. Not like a chairman that puts lots and lots of money in or anything like that. It's all self-sufficient. So it is a very, very well-run football club. You only have to go there during the day, anywhere during the week or even at weekends. There's always functions and things going along. So it is quite, you know, the football club sustains itself. Of course, if that ever does happen this season, where, you know, if we do get promoted or we do get into the playoffs, it's a conversation that I'd have to have with the chairman, with the vice chairman, with the director of football. But they are, you know, ground-wise, the ground's already good to go and everything like that. The infrastructure behind, you know, the hard-working committee, that's all there already. And of course, you know, as you go up the levels, like any manager, it is about budgets and things like that. What can we afford? What can't we afford? And everything like that. But generally, since I've been at Fatcham, touch wood, everything that I've asked for, they've pretty much, you know, delivered to me. So they've been absolutely fantastic since I've been there. So, like I said, we can meet on the same path and everything like that. And, you know, all I want to do is best for this football club.
Yeah, and looking ahead to the weekend then, you know, a trip to mid-table Slimbridge. It's a very tight table, though, you know, so they could quite easily be looking at playoffs themselves. It doesn't look to be the greatest weather this weekend. So is now the time of year when your depth of squad becomes important to you?
It does. Yeah, definitely it does. It's important to have a strong squad, especially over this great, you know, this busy period. Players do go away. Players, you know, over the Christmas with families and things like that. It is important to have a big, strong squad. And I feel like we do have that at Fatcham. Slimbridge are a very good side. They beat us five times last year, 1-0 home and away. And at this level, there's never, ever, ever an easy game. So the squad will be utilised. Obviously, the front, we won't look at Froome until obviously Saturday's finish. And then we've got a local derby against Winchester on Boxing Day. So three very, very tough fixtures coming up, you know, very, very quickly.
Yeah, well, Danny, we wish you well. We hope this run continues and we'll be monitoring and then hopefully get to speak to you before the end of the season's out.
Yeah, thank you ever so much for having me, Tim. Thanks for that.
So time to round off the show again and head on over to Non-League Paper Towers and welcome back to the Non-League Show again. Senior writer at the Non-League Paper is Mr. David Richardson. Welcome back to the show, David.
Hi, Tim. Thanks for having me on.
Well, it's always good. It's always good to have the right teeth in as well when you're doing introductions, but I'm sure I can get around that. It's been a long day already. It's been a long week in non-league football. We got a long weekend ahead of us as well. FA Trophy this weekend. 32 ties at this round. The first round proper. I think the other rounds will probably be slightly disgruntled that they're not known as proper rounds, but the first round proper means that all the National League senior sides come in, 24 of those coming in from the top division this round. So we got 31 ties in the first round this weekend, but also one of the third round qualifying round ties getting played on Saturday, and then they're going to have to play the first round on Tuesday. It's a busy start to really the Christmas calendar now.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, like you say, first round of the trophy this weekend, where you see sort of the National League big boys coming into the competition, and some sort of really interesting first round ties, really, when you sort of look across the board. You probably look at Matlock against Chorley, Enfield against Ebbsfleet, and then there's some sort of all National League clashes, Harrogate and Hartlepool, Halifax against Wrexham. So sort of quite a lot of interest, really, for this first round of the trophy. Early days yet. You know, plenty to look forward to. You know, look out for sort of fixtures like Royston at home to Boreham Wood, which looks like a really sort of interesting clash, and South Shields against Southport as well, which will be an interesting one, obviously, given how well South Shields have been doing in recent years. But obviously, Southport under Liam Watson no mugs either. So, plenty to look forward to this weekend. I'm quite looking forward to it, to be honest.
Yeah, there's a fair spread, isn't there, of those games? You know, Chesterfield, Notts County. I mean, that looks like one of those before your time again, David. You know, from the big match on a Sunday afternoon or something. It's one of those games that you would have as a young lad, you would have looked forward to watching as the Football League coverage and that now. But this is the FA Trophy, and that those clubs have got to be looking at, you know, maybe if they still have their eyes on the playoffs, but some silverware and a trip to Wembley, they're the sort of clubs that would be able to make National Finals Day even bigger with their crowds that would follow them.
Yeah, definitely. Chester, Notts County is one of our bigger feature games in the paper on Sunday, and that's definitely one we'll look forward to, like you say, expecting decent turnout there at Chesterfield, and obviously sort of the two Football League clubs that came down recently. So another one to look forward to. Atherton at home to Barrow, the National League leaders, one I didn't mention, and also Kings Lynn Town against Dover. Obviously Kings Lynn going really well in National League North, having won promotion last season. So Yeah, another good tie there. Plenty to look forward to this weekend, and if the weather holds out and we get these games on.
Well, I think the weather is maybe our biggest factor against us this weekend. There's no games in the National League, of course, because of all participating in that first round proper. And there's just one game apiece in both the South and North. So that, as you say, plenty of additional chances for those lower down the pyramid to grab some headlines. So, are you going to be making a big feature of the FA Trophy this weekend?
Yeah, well, obviously we've got loads of games covered. I think I don't want to go quite on record saying we've got them all covered. But I think we might just about have everyone. So that's definitely a lot of coverage in Sunday's paper of those games. And hopefully, it'll make for a nice front page of some sort of upset somewhere down the line. So that's something to have an eye on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, plenty of scope for some cup sets in the way those ties have panned out. Now, lots of managerial movements again this weekend, this week past, which suggests that I was probably wrong that maybe clubs will now be settling down for the Christmas period. But a few of those big ones. A big appointment, Jimmy Shan as interim manager at Kidderminster Harriers until the end of the season. Quite an impressive appointment, that one.
Yeah, that's interesting. Obviously, he was the interim or caretaker manager at West Brom last season. For a little bit after Darren Moore was sacked, and he's made a quite sort of considerable drop down to Kidderminster, who as we spoke about last week, parted ways with their manager in quite sort of unsavoury sort of terms in the end, I think maybe. After sort of statement gate and that sort of thing that we discussed. An interesting appointment. Interesting in the fact to note that it's only an interim manager. So you wonder sort of how long it will last for. I mean, are they going to stick with him right until the end of the season, or will they make a change at the start of the new year? So that's something to look out for really in the next few weeks for their results. But really, Kidderminster should be for a club sort of their stature and history, they should really be doing better than they are, but I think problems off the field have contributed to their position, and so now let's see how someone of James Shan's credibility and status sort of holds up there.
Yeah, certainly got the pedigree, and those 2 points that you make there, is effectively his last managerial job in the playoffs in the Championship, but also the fact of the statement gate that we discussed last week that suggested maybe a club in turmoil or maybe a dispute with the manager and the board. So it sort of suggests either one, managers just close their eyes to what's gone on before and then just take the job and move on and try and work with what they have there. Or maybe, managers just see that the level of non-league now as almost on par as the Football League, and that, if there's an ambition there, they're quite keen to take up a role within non-league.
Yeah, definitely. I think we also had Russell Slade going into Hereford, and Blythe Spartans manager. I can't remember his name now. My mind's gone blank. He also came down from the Football League and have taken on jobs in non-league to try and re-establish themselves, I suppose, and try and work their way back up the ladder. I guess. Fair play to these managers, though. I think a lot of people wouldn't do that, wouldn't sort of take that risk to try and get back into the game that way. But at the same time, I think it does show the appeal of non-league and the appeal of clubs like Kidderminster to be able to attract these sort of names.
Yeah, and Lee Clark, obviously, at Blythe Spartan, as you mentioned. And also Jim Bentley, obviously, coming away from Morecambe to Fylde. I think it does show the pedigree that non-league can attract now. And that's got to be good for the game, that certainly non-league players are getting the experience of these non-league managers, non-league coaches from a higher level. Now, another a man with plenty of experience as a manager, but it has been plying his trade more recently again back at non-league, is Martin Cool. From his time at Aldershot Town, he left Basingstoke Town, I believe, earlier in the season. I think about September time we spoke to Terry Brown, and that they needed to sort of reconfigure there. But he's gone in at another club that seems to be in a little bit of turmoil, certainly from afar, at Staines Town. Now, yeah, Martin's a great guy, a very good coach, but it just seems a bit of an odd one. As I think Mariz Batachi, he'd been in the role there as caretaker, and actually, considering what was going on behind the scenes, he seems to be doing very well. I think he'd had four wins, a draw, and then one defeat in the last six, and finds himself out of a job. But it's tough being a manager.
Yeah, and he certainly didn't expect that decision to come. I think I saw him tweet in the week saying, an unexpected phone call. I imagine telling him that he wasn't going to get the job on a permanent basis. He did seem to have steadied the ship, like you say, in the last sort of month or so, with winning four of their six games. Obviously, they've gone for Martin Kuehl, who's, like you say, considerably experienced in football, both as a player and on the coaching side. Obviously, helped Gary Waddick get Aldershot promoted in 2009 into the Football League. So he'll bring a lot of know-how to Staines, which is a club that has had a very rocky last few years, really. I saw with Anthony Gale going there in the summer, he was the right sort of fit and person to go in there and try and rebuild. But obviously, he's had a couple of sort of problems away from football. Unfortunately, that didn't really work out in the end for Staines. So it's gone this way. They're probably the opposite way, really, in terms of going sort of for a more experienced manager, but again, you like sort of the Kidderminster, as we were talking about. You sort of hope a club like Staines, which has a lot of history in non-league, of course, everyone remembers their FA Cup runs and things like that. You hope to see them get back to where they have been.
Yeah, it is tough, particularly when clubs, fans always refer back to their history and that, and clubs are always striving to get back to where they were. But, we've seen a debate this week, I think, with the Championship clubs higher up and their overspend and that desire to get into the Premier League and that sort of thing. And there is a similar sort of thing going on at non-league as well, isn't there, where clubs have to be ambitious because that's the way to get people through the door. That's the way to attract players. That's the way to attract managers. But you just need to put a cap on ambition. If you can't finance that or you can't find the right way to achieve that, it's such a fine balance, whatever role you've got within the football club.
Yeah, definitely it is. I think sort of probably you could say that, running a non-league club in general is really a balancing act in terms of finances. And obviously, better than me about that sort of thing about how you run a club. And yeah, the same goes for the football side, really. You're never probably as bad as you think you are. You're probably never as good as you think you are in terms of results sometimes. As sort of the old saying goes. And particularly in non-league, really, there's sort of such fine margins, isn't it? You can look across any of the leagues and see how teams' fortunes might have changed by those sliding door moments and those little things that might go against you. I think it ultimately is the highs and lows of football, and clubs will have these periods, and it's about sort of getting through them and trying to look at sort of the light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, and highs and lows of football clubs. It's also highs and lows of football managers. Another appointment this week, former Hungerford Town and Wiltstone manager Bobby Wilkinson. Now, we had him on the show at the start of the season, and he's still looking for that new appointment. He was looking for that new project, and it looks like he's found one. Again, another club that have been through a fair few managers in recent years. Bracknell Town, they've appointed Bobby Wilkinson to the dugout there.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. Obviously, Bobby Wilkinson took Wilstone to the National League South Platte final in the summer before he left. And then you sort of wondered where he was going to turn up. And to be honest, I probably didn't expect it to be at step four, but speaking to him this afternoon for a piece in the paper, you know, he's very much there for the sort of long term and for the project at Bracknell. They've got a very ambitious chairman who wants to move them through the leagues and try and establish the club in the town, really. So it's a very interesting appointment, probably sort of one of the real sort of eyebrow raisers that we've seen this season. You know, Bobby Wilkinson's a very passionate manager. He absolutely loves football. You know, I think it was probably difficult for him from the summer being out of the game or something, because he's always just sort of gone from season to season. And even when he has moved on, when he went from Hungerford to Willstone, that was, you know, during a season. So he's never really had sort of any time out of the game. So good for him to see him back in. And like I say, a really interesting one that he's at that level. Look forward to seeing what he can do there.
And also look forward to reading your article at the weekend with him as well. Now, it looks like a wrap-up warm, and make sure you got your coat weather this weekend. Are you off to watch a game?
I think I'm actually in the office this Saturday. We're a little bit under the caution in terms of staff this Saturday, trying to put things together for the papers. So I don't think I'll be out in the wind and rain, which might be a good thing, depending on how you look at it.
you looks like you've actually won the lottery this weekend then for that one. anything else we can expect to read about this weekend, or is that still on Friday's agenda?
Yeah, we've got quite a packed paper, really. It's always a little bit difficult to try and get things in once you get to sort of like a Thursday, Friday. But now I also spoke to Jamie Milligan, one of the managers' managerial appointments. We actually forgot to mention the new Bamber Bridge manager. Jamie obviously was at Everton as a player, and Fleetwood, Blackpool, clubs like that. And now he's sort of taking his first steps into management of Bamber Bridge. So I caught up just to talk about that. John Couch has looked at Hartlepool, who had a great win in midweek over Exeter after extra time in the FA Cup, and now they're into the third round with a trip to Oxford United. So that's another one to look forward to. I also spoke to Jim Gavin, who is having a great season with Stockport County in the National League, just outside the playoffs on goal difference. And yeah, I've sort of been talking to him really about what the next sort of four or five months of the season can hold for them. You know, he's keen for the club to become full time and move towards that sort of training program and set up. So he's sort of outlined his hopes for the rest of the season and beyond. And there's plenty of other stuff that I can't remember right now, but yeah, a lot to read as usual in the paper.
Well, it certainly sounds like we need to get up early to make sure that we can. Well, you've got the whole of Sunday to read the paper. David, as always, a pleasure, and entertaining and informative. We look forward to reading the paper on Sunday, and thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Tim.
That's it for this week. A big thank you to all of our guests, and a big thank you for all of you that listen. Don't forget, you can follow us throughout the season and join in throughout this week on social media at Non League Show. And Dave Anderson is at Dave Anderson 78. Caroline Barker's at Caroline Barker, and myself at Tim Fuel. You can, of course, also look out for the Non League gaffer tapes via all of your usual podcast aggregation sites. And of course, you can find us here at the Non League Show on Audio Boom, on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Deezer, TuneIn Radio, via your smart speakers and those podcast aggregation sites. Thank you and goodbye.
The Jibber Jabber Production. JIBBA. JABBA.